Hey, Cheech, man, let's listen to movies and doobies, man.
Hell yeah, man. Oh, man, that's gonna be like smoking. Yeah.
All you other dudes, relax and enjoy the vibes, man.
Hey guys, and we are back again.
Yes, we are, bitches.
Welcome to episode four.
We're on episode four
of the Movies and Doobies podcast.
Whoop, whoop. Hell yeah.
As y'all know, I am Des.
And I'm Kels.
And we hope y'all liked the last episode, and we hope that y'all are gonna like this episode.
It's the damn true. We hope you're enjoying, you know.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Our loyal fans.
Yes, we love you, bitches.
We sure do.
What's new? What's new? Do we have anything we need to discuss before we get? Oh, we now have a Facebook page,
and we also have a TikTok.
Our Facebook page is Movies and Groobies, but you can also find it if you search up Movies and Doobies.
Yes.
And the TikTok is Movies and Doobies Pod, just like the Instagram. Oh my god, speaking of Instagram, bro.
Yes, we are working on getting Movies and Doobies just as a username on Instagram, because there's a page with that username who hasn't been active in 4 years, and they're not reaching out to us. So
take to Instagram. We're going to Instagram.
Yeah, we're going straight to Instagram.
Y'all help us out, get this account like deactivated or something. I don't know.
Report that shit.
Get it just gone, so nudity, that we can take over the username, because they ain't hitting us up. We about to go in. We went into their followers, found out who was following the account back. And I mean, I'm kind of tempted. Like, I want to put them on a group chat and be like, who's the fucking owner? Who's the owner?
Real, get their personal account and be like, so you all follow Movies and Doobies. Explain to us why you guys are so kindly taking up a username and not doing anything with it for the last 4 years.
Like, come on.
Because people have fuck business things to do here. We have business.
Exactly. We have a fucking brand to grow, motherfucker. Like, come on.
Exactly.
Do you want us to get some professionals involved? Because, I mean, I'm about to get Instagram involved.
I already DM'd them. I don't know if they opened my DM.
Probably not. You gotta fucking email them and then double whammy them. Hit them with a phone call at the same time. Mm-hmm. Email on the computer, phone call at the same time. Be like, hi, I'm emailing you right now about this. But we're also
like, I'm typing the message as we speak. So get back to me like ASAP.
Literally, bro. I can't.
But yeah, that's that, guys. So be on the lookout for that. If you see that our Instagram just so happens to be changed to Movies and Doobies, it means we won.
And we've won the battle.
Exactly. But today, we are going to be watching the 1996...
Wait. Okay, no, you brought to say Shaquille O'Neal, bro. I was literally going to say, just like we said last week in the last episode, let's watch a Shaq movie.
Exactly. We decided that we were going to watch a Shaq movie. It's from 1996 with Shaquille O'Neal. And
it's his second movie he's ever made.
It's called Kazam.
Would you like to read the description this time, my friend?
Yes, of course.
Take it away, buddy.
Kazam, 1996. While hiding from a gang of school bullies, man, fuck those bitches, in an abandoned building, 12-year-old Max accidentally kicks a battered boombox, freeing a 7-foot, 3,000-year-old genie who can grant him, who will, not can, ooh, dyslexia, who will grant him 3 wishes.
Only 3? Yo, I know this kid's gonna milk the fuck out of it.
Dude, a genie would not like me, because I'd be like, 3 wishes? Okay, I wish for 1,000 wishes. And then they'd be like, it don't work like that. I'm gonna be like, well, it do.
I fucking can't, bro. This kid kind of looks like a little punk.
Yeah, I don't know who plays this little kid. I'm sure we'll find out in the credits or whatever, but Shaquille O'Neal be looking like a big beefy genie in this picture. So it's from 1996, so we're going to hold out hope because we've heard that Shaq's acting career was
ain't too good.
Short of exceptionary. Exceptional. Short of acceptable. How about that?
I'm fucking dead. Oh yeah, I forgot. The if y'all didn't see the Instagram, the category of the movie this week was a comedy movie.
And this is apparently a comedy. I doubt we'll laugh.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of shit. We're gonna find stupid funny stuff.
We're gonna shit talk it and make ourselves laugh. Because honestly, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know about all that Shaq-y. Okay, so look at that. I'm gonna get to it before you cut me off and you're like, let's watch the movie. Anyone have anything all rolled up or packed up or something about a throat pop in the mouth to chew up? Because maybe you're having a gummy, maybe you're smoking a joint, a blunt.
Chocolate.
This
edible chocolate.
Oh my god, edible chocolate's the fucking best. Oh my god.
I remember when they first invented chocolate. I always hated it.
I'm Deborah.
All right. Yeah, I'll wait for my line until you spark up and we both spark up.
Yeah, what the fuck you mean till I spark up? Bitch, you smoking too. Hey. Here's the lighter. All up close and personal. Y'all ready? A 3, 2, 1. Cheers, kids.
We'll set my goddamn microphone on fire.
I was hoping that I wasn't going to get the flame too close to the fucking little screen.
It's always you.
All right, so I'm going to hit play on mine and get down to 0, 0, 0. All right, I will do
the same.
I swear to God, Disney, if you fucking buffer, fuck with me like Hulu was doing last time, I'm gonna have some goddamn
problem. All right, I got it on 0, 0, 0.
You got like a half, like a little blue stream coming in, or is there nothing?
Nothing.
Okay, ready? You kids ready?
But first and foremost, hey, you cut off my line. Sit back.
Relax, get into it.
And enjoy the sesh, episode 4.
Here we go. Everybody ready?
Ready. Oh, it's one of these with the touchstone pictures.
Oh my god. Pause it. I forgot my AirPods. I forgot to put my pods in. They're still in my titties. I just started hearing the music playing and I'm like, that's not right. Hold on.
I realized I didn't have a headphone in either.
How was my computer almost already dead? Motherfucker. Turn on the Bluetooth. Come on, you little slow.
I thought you were going to call it a little slut.
All right, go back to 0, 0, 0.
All right.
Okay, I'm ready. You ready?
I'm ready.
That's more like it. It's in my ear now.
Oh my god, yeah. Touched up. Whoa. Pause it. My TV is shitting bricks right now.
Oh my god.
Do you want... Look.
Oh, hello, TV.
I know. What the
Close fuck? The movie and reopen it.
I know, that's exactly what I'm going to do, but what the fuck? I wanted to see my touchstone pictures, god damn it. I fucking love that shit. Okay, we're good.
Alright, back to 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. It's a lot of zeros.
Okay.
Touchstone Pictures is back.
Touchstone Pictures is back. And these are the same people who made Beetlejuice, and that's a very good movie.
Yo, did they do, I think they did Adventures in Babysitting too.
Yes. They did quite a lot of movies, but they're not around anymore.
No?
I
don't really see it.
Kazam! Okay, that's a wrecking ball. I thought that wrecking ball was Shaq's head before he lost his hair.
I don't think he has any hair in this movie.
I don't think he ever had any hair.
He really, like, it really was just like, I'm gone. I'm going to become a goatee.
Bald-headed.
I'm going to become a goatee. And that's it. Dude, I can't. Shaq is so fucking funny, bro, though. Like, he's so fucking...
I'm just reading what I see.
I love Shaq.
I can't.
He's a funny man when he's not, like, trying to be funny.
Literally. Like us. When we don't try to be funny, that's when we're funny.
Mm-hmm.
Is that him making all these goddamn noises, Jason?
Yawning, yes. He's like, let me the fuck out.
Okay, Shaq, now just moan and groan into the mic. Oh, God. Like, these are some long-ass credits.
It's the 90s, honey. They always just shove all the credits in there. And what the fuck is this, like, lunar eclipse shit that it's showing us? Is it the Wrecking Ball?
What fucking language is he speaking?
I don't even want to know. All right, Shaq, now scream into the mic.
I can't.
But that don't look like a battered boombox to me.
No, it's just his thing just shattered. Did you not hear? Oh, here comes a little thug boy.
I like the music.
It's very 90s, bro.
Slippity slide. God, yeah, his clothes are so 90s.
Holy shit.
Oh my God, it's me and you in school. One of us is standing at the door making faces.
I'm fucking dead. The other one's like, it's my bitch. Ooh. Ooh, that noise, kid. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
I just got chills.
What kind of fucking school has a literal police? I mean, all schools have police officers, but a blind police officer at that. Oh no. What are you going to do? Spray paint him? Why did that guy just look like a really young Harry Styles? Okay, no. God, the 90s, people love to layer things.
Mm-hmm. What was the point of the spray paint, bro? I can't.
I don't know.
Let's make like a...
Thank you very much. Dude, out of nowhere, subtitles just came on. I'm like, what happened to the subtitles when the bullies were harassing him?
Disney knows what's up. They didn't put my subtitles on. Knows better. What the fuck? He's talking shit about his teacher like that. Haven't we all, though?
What kind of piece of shit vacuum is that?
It's the fucking 90s, bro.
I don't care. That's sickening.
Oh my God. She looks so fucking familiar. She looks like an older version of the chick who played Elle Greenway in Criminal Minds. Like a blonde, older version.
She goes, you were supposed to come home and help me clean. Bitch, the house already looks clean.
Does it look like fucking dreadlocks, honey?
Huh?
She just went up to his head. Fucking shook it all up and go, what are these dreadlocks? Like, do they fucking look like dreadlocks? The fuck?
Is that daddy-o or step-daddy-o?
I think it's the boyfriend because he said they don't live together.
Why does... Dude, this boyfriend looks like Joseph Gordon-Levitt. But it's not Joseph. It's like Walmart Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Because they couldn't get the real one.
Well, he was probably like a teenager at the time. But literally, though. Okay. Just run that shit right down the stairs.
I mean, hey, man. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
Oh, he knows exactly what the fuck he did. He's like, I'm out. Run! Attaboy. This kid with the white hair just looks like a punk.
Mm-hmm.
Like a punk bitch. Like, I'd eat him for breakfast. Punks. My favorite. And they're too stupid to realize they can just get into the fucking fence. Mm-hmm. Run, kid.
Look at him. He's like, he ain't running. He's riding his bike, girl.
I know, but that's it's running. It's running even if it's on a bike. He's running away. Fleeing.
Yo, who the fuck gave these kids license? They're like in fucking middle school, bro. Uh-oh. Go find Shaq. Shaq's
gonna be like, what the fuck is this? What are you doing to my boy? They're chasing him down for what? There were no lockers. Boo-hoo, get over it.
Don't want to beat him up because they fucking played him.
Okay.
Oh, holy shit. Three fucking floors?
He just kept screaming, too.
Yep. He's like, this is fading away. He's like, I'm alive.
Dude, that scream pat just, my body, like, made I'm your alive? Mic turn off.
Oh, did it? Oh,
my I got God. The beginning of that scream, and then it just... It did it again.
Uh-oh. I'm Shaq with the reggae music. Kid just fell three stories and y'all are still gonna try and beat his ass? Like, he didn't just fucking
I'm amazed he didn't get the fucking wind knocked out of him. So here, like, comes nope. Shaqy boy.
Guess who's back? Back again. Shaqy's back. Tell the friends. You know, fucking with this music, Shaq. Look at him just rise up.
I told you. He's who the fuck?
Okay, Shaq. What is with all the rhymes, bro?
He's Shaq. He's a beatbox genie. He's got to have the rhymes.
Right. If you got the itches for the sack of riches, damn. Shaq is the man that can grant his wishes.
He just can't. I swear to God, if he's rhyming like this, the whole movie kills. It's going to get old real quick.
This kid is not having it with him.
This kid doesn't believe he can really do that. He's like, you bald-headed bitch. Just give me a car and be gone.
Dude, can you imagine Shaq goes back to the locker room after making this movie and they're all like, what's up, Kazam? Kazam! They all just look at him and throw the hands out. Oh, see ya.
That kid, if only he saw... Oh, come the fuck on. Kazoo?
Kazoo. You had the chance, kid.
Yeah.
Travis, leave her alone. She don't want the goddamn food.
Leave her the fuck alone.
Not having it.
He's like, let the men speak. Dude, parents were real nice, and like step-parents and parents were real nice in the 90s, knocking on the door. My dad would just storm in and be like, all right, so you're going to tell me what the fuck happened.
Yeah, no, they don't give a fuck. Like, parents, now they don't give a fuck. How the fuck did he get his bike in his room all of a sudden? He never walked in with that.
That might be a different bike.
That's what I'm thinking. Because I was like, the fuck? There ain't no way he just walked that in without them even fucking.
No, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, knock off. I'm not going to tell you what happened.
Dude, it is. It's fucking creepy.
I don't want to be friends. That's always the
fucking thing. It's, I want us to be friends.
I don't want to be friends. I want you to fucking suck my dick and be gone. Suck a chode, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Walmart version.
Don't you think he deserves like the Walmart version? He
should Dude, there's nothing version. Even on his face except a little red mark. Like, he should have gotten a lot more fucked up than that. That's a sick lamp.
That was really cool. And it turned right on his fucking boombox and everything.
Yep. He's going to wake up and Shaq's going to be looking at him like, hey.
I'm back. You want to go play basketball?
I just temporarily blew myself up.
Yeah. You see that shooting star?
Yes.
It went right across his little fucking made-up thing.
Make a wish, bitch. What is this? Oh. Good morning. Ew. Why do his floors look wet? Freshly it's polished just wood.
The glossy whatever they leave God, on the fucking this, floors.
Please, kid. Take a shower. Just shower. Your hair greasy.
I think that's why his hair looks like that. Because it looks more like it's freshly, or like air drying kind of, rather than it's all fucking greasy, bro.
Yep, they're getting divorced. Oh.
He's going
to But now fun. He knows his daddy's address. He's like, I'm coming for... Dude, if his hair stays like that throughout the whole movie, he did not shower. It's just greasy. Yeah.
You're Shaq's totally like, I'm following, hiding. Dude, yeah. I fucking can't. He's so creepy, bro. No, but now his hair's all dry, bro.
It's like a funny creepy, though. Like,
dude, I can't. Yeah, kid, I want you to say what the fuck, because that's what I'm saying is what the fuck.
Ew, that's so creepy.
That's so fucking creepy.
I know, stop smiling at me like that, Shaq. Hold your camels. I love the fact that he's walking around with his boombox. He's like, I just want to go back inside my box, man, please. He's like, watch your mouth, sir.
Shaq's got to square up with him.
How dare you imply he came from a fucking psychiatric center?
I'm dead, bro.
Man, go back to the fucking loony bin and give wishes there.
Yeah, literally.
I don't want it.
I can't. I bet they miss you at that place with the padded walls.
Your mother. Just let Shaq help you, sir. That's what Kazam is here for. Does he not know his dad, I'm wondering?
Yeah, I don't think he does, because the way he doesn't like, know read what the his fuck name. His
dad looks like.
Yeah, and the way he read his dad's name, he was like, Nicholas Mateo. It's kind of like a question, like, oh, that's his name.
Hey, Nick Mateo, how you doing? Show me your face.
I can't.
Thank you. He doesn't, and his dad doesn't even know who he is. Oh my God, that hurts. Oh, that hurts, Maxie, baby. Let me cradle you. You're still old enough to swaddle.
Yes, he's like fucking fun size, so you can literally just sweep him right up.
Exactly. Wrap him up in a cute little toddler, or, you know, kid-size swaddle. Do, 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 do. Okay, professional bike rider.
Yeah, right? It's like, let me fucking zoom.
Zoom! I can't believe his dad just looked him up and down and went, who the fuck are you?
Damn, kid, this kid has it all hooked up. I swear to God, all the kids in, like, movies in the 90s always had the, like, they always were inventing something. Like, they always got these fucking inventions in their rooms and shit, like,
Wow, this kid is way old for his age. Like, he's wise.
I'm surprised he even remembers what his dad looks like, because he literally just said he was two.
He doesn't. He just heard him say, this is Nick Mateo.
Oh. I'm so dumb.
You gonna try and take down a 7-foot genie?
He's like, I'm coming for you, kid. Oh, look at how big his fucking feet are. Dude, I went to the Basketball Hall of Fame one time. Shaq's fucking shoes, bro.
Huge.
I think it was like a size 27 or something like that. Like, it was fucking insane.
Dude, when he went my turn, the first thing that popped into my head was Gru from Despicable Me going, all right, my turn.
I can't. Ew, he's so creepy. Look at this big-ass beefy man on a fucking bike.
I know, on a fucking kid bike.
Oh, shit.
Now do you believe him? Hello, CGI in the 90s.
He dead-ass just got like a fucking motorcycle.
He didn't think he was a genie. Look at his fucking outfit. And that, like, is, dude, straight out of your grandmother's antique shop. Stop.
And how would, he didn't even, like, question him, like, teleporting around and shit. Like, he just took that and was like, you're fucking crazy.
You'll give me anything? Yes, dumbass. He's been telling you that since the beginning of the movie. Ooh. Nice outfit change.
Yeah, right? Oh, God, he's rhyming again. Don't ask why, just give it a try.
That's it? You gotta give me a minute, man.
Burgers and tacos.
French fries?
Yep.
Ew, those are some stale-ass french fries.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Dude, I'd be opening up my mouth trying to catch a burger in my mouth.
For real, like, the amount of burger that's just gonna fall on the floor and be wasted.
Ooh, fuck all the jelly beans.
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Literally.
All right, now we're talking. Candy, candy, candy. Fuck the burgers and the tacos that are just gonna get all soggy on the floor.
What the fuck? Short stack.
That's a stack of pancakes.
That was a stack of fucking pancakes, bro.
Mr. Big. 90s candy man, I'm sure. All the
Mr. Big must have been very big in the 90s. Pun intended. Pun intended. Holy shit.
Oh.
Look at all those pancakes.
I think those are pizzas.
Me. Thank you,
stop
kid.
Rhyming.
Kids had enough. Oh, God.
Oh, I see. I don't like the way this is going. A little white kid.
And he's like, I own you. Yeah, no.
Mm-mm.
Oh my God.
Put him in regular people clothes.
Oh, what an asshole.
Oh, he's just gonna fuck with him.
What an asshole, bro. He is just fucking with this kid. Fucking cat.
So weak. Go for the legs.
Good. You understand?
Good shit, man. He just walked into the road with untied shoes. So, oh.
No, they look tied now. Oh my God, Shaq.
Shaq's fucking pants.
Of course.
All right.
Shaq's about to take
my
over.
My turn.
Yeah.
I fucking can't.
Like, dude, you know they were ragging on him in the locker room after this movie came out, dude. Like,
it's funny in certain ways.
It is. It, like I said, it's super funny shit.
Yeah. Shaq's silly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know that fucking hurt. I mean, he's got Max's hair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing where he got it from. Call him out in front of all. I'm your fuck. There you go.
Wow, y'all were just ragging just, on him whoa, and giving him shit that? A minute ago.
He goes, this is my boy, Maxwell Mateo. No.
He's like, oh, beautiful women.
Dude, I would have been a lot less nice about it.
Hmm?
I wouldn't have told him my last name. I would have said right in front of all those fucking people, you're my dad.
At least he's like chill about it. He's not like, no, you're not. Get the fuck out of here. He's like,
yep. I don't know.
I want to say no, but unfortunately. Dude, I gotta know who the mother is. Where's my phone? Because I know I've seen her in something. Bitch.
Who is she?
She played the ATF agent in Sons of Anarchy.
Oh.
The bitch that got fucking Donna killed?
Yeah.
Dude, I freaking, like, this picture popped up. Where is it?
Oh, yeah.
And I knew exactly. I saw that and I'm like, oh my God, you bitch.
Well, he just spilled the beans and told her that he saw his dad.
Really? Uh-oh, Skedio. I can't believe it's that fucking bitch.
She lied to him and said that he left, but he didn't.
Tisk, tisk. Cheers, kids. I'm taking another rip. What the fuck? That's so creepy, bro. Little man is going through it.
Ew.
Ew, what the fuck?
Shaq and his damn outfit changes.
Does he think they ain't gonna hear him?
He's going through it right now because his mom lied to him about where his dad was, and his dad actually doesn't, like, hate him.
Mm-hmm. If this ain't fucking 90s all the way right here, like, a fucking girl R&B group, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
there was one guy in the crowd who was just absolutely vibing.
He's not wrong, though. It's like how I try to hide a tanker behind a sailboat. He ain't fucking wrong, dog.
Finally, his rhyming comes in handy.
Listen to him, he's freestyling, and it's like, yo, let me go. The fuck?
I can tell that that guy's gonna want him now.
Yeah.
Why is he sweating? Yeah.
He's such a fucking dog, I can't. You see that smile he was giving her?
Yep.
He was undressing her with his fucking eyes.
He's pirating things. He's pissed now. He shows his true colors now.
Yep.
And now he's gonna be like, son, I love you so much. Can I hang out with you and your friend?
He's all fucking talk.
He's loving this. He's like, my dad's a fucking celebrity. What about mm-hmm. you? Ugh. Of course.
He's so gross. Do that fucking grin.
Don't drink it. Don't drink it. Don't drink it.
Ew. He's just eat.
Don't drink it. Don't drink it.
Look at him. Did you see him gobbling those fucking eyes up?
Yes, I saw that, but he's about to drink a drugged drink. And I know for a fucking fact it's drugged.
Do you? She drank it.
We didn't watch her drink. And hers was way, it had way less in it than his. Dude, he could have just walked right through the door.
Mm-hmm. Max, they're gonna know it was you.
Hide, motherfucker. Turn around.
Yeah, if he sees him,
he's gonna get stuck. They just stole a pirated recording that was worth $1 million. Oh boy. Mommy dearest just passed out, sir. Go to bed. Where the fuck is Kazam? I'm telling you, they drugged him. Nope, mm-hmm, just kidding. That's so specific, hippopotamus butt.
That was very specific, like, damn, kid.
What the fuck?
What in the actual, though? Oh my god, that's what the gif is from. Fucking kid. He's like, haha, baby picture, bitch. Look at that. He's so fucking weird, bro.
Chocolate and peanut butter fresh toast.
Dude, I can't tell if she's like freaked out or mesmerized by him because, like.
Jesus. Eat it. He's prepping. You swallow the whole piece of French toast without chewing.
Yeah, right? Don't question the 90s, bro. Come on.
I'm sorry.
What the fuck is he wearing now? Maroon pants.
I told you, the fucking outfit changes, bro. They're killing me.
Yeah, you used to play basketball too, man. Now you're an actor. That's fuck. Someone made that wish for him to fucking destroy Pompeii.
Hey, do this for me, please.
Like, literally, he goes, I don't have a choice. I fucking can't. Oh my god. Now they're making a fucking rap. Oh my god.
Oh dear god.
Oh. This is probably why he dropped 4 studio albums.
For real.
Like, I can't. Dude, this kid looks like he's literally 9 years old and he's just like thugging around with this guy.
I think that's why his mom shit a whole brick.
Dude, literally, she's like, ah!
No, you can't, sir.
Max should just leave him be and just let him stay out.
Did you hear him? I can't even touch Destiny. I'm like, you damn fucking right you can't.
He should make his last wish be, I wish you were a djinn. Let him be free.
Oh my god, free.
Or just don't even make your last wish. Just let him be free.
Sad check.
He is. Look at him. He's like, I'm contemplating my genie life.
Ay, ay, ay. Oh, he forgot about his best friend. Just freaking poofed him back in the class. Oh, daddy-o found him. She's not allowed to stop him from seeing him. Give him the tape. Now he's being a dad. Give him the tape. Give him the fucking tape.
Literally, like, come on.
He has the fucking tape.
He does. There it is.
How do you feel about that now, dad?
Yeah, right? You fucking scream to him and make him fuck cry like douchebag. Fuck you.
I don't like this man at all.
Me neither. Little man's just going through it right now. Look at him. He's contemplating everything.
And he has no idea what the fuck this man is planning for him.
Mm-mm.
Kazam, you're being a little ignorant.
Look at him. They're like, take the boombox.
I fucking hate this guy. They took his fucking boombox.
Mm-hmm.
He's picking it up now. Come on, they took your box, buddy boy.
Yeah, he's not having it anymore. You could tell. He's over it.
This fucking man. Kazam, kazam, kazam.
I fucking can't.
Kazam! Just yell, kazam! Stop his rap!
Literally.
Kazam!
He's probably gonna at some point. Everyone getting down to it.
He needs to take a moment to let this kid scream for kazam.
Get it, Shaq. Oh my god. Gotta put on the shades. Gotta put the fucking shades on. I can't.
You know who was just singing that magical shit? They called me Mr. Bombastic.
Shaggy.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Shaggy. Hell yeah. Everyone's like, what the fuck? Stop it, Shaq. Get up.
I know. Max isn't dead yet.
Uh-oh. Oh, here we go. Y'all don't fuck with Shaq.
Ooh.
He jump kicked him.
It.
You don't fuck with a 7 foot tall man. Like, come on.
No, you just don't. Ooh, just grabbed him on the ass cheeks and went, yeah. That a boy. Let's save Max, yeah?
He just fucking hulked that man down.
Oh, shut up. You pushed him. Let's play some basketball.
Dunk that shit, Shaq. Get him. There's Shaq. Ooh, the boyfriend's gonna go save him, probably.
Yeah, but mommy and daddy are gonna have to have a very interesting talk.
Mm-hmm.
No way he's fucking dead.
His eyeball just twitched.
He lived through, like, a fucking 5-story fall when he first found him.
He's like, I got you, man. I got you. Let's get out of here. Why is he hurting?
No way he's dead.
Nah. Oh my god, do you remember the outro, buddy?
Yes, I do. Sorry, I'm so focused.
No, you're good. Kazam's like, bring this boy back to life, please. He's becoming a djinn. You're becoming a djinn? That's not fucking creepy at all. Just giant, giant
Shaq face.
Exactly. Oh, the fuck?
What the fuck? He's like, just floating into fucking Shaq's forehead.
He's like, what the... Who wrote this part of the movie? Like, come on. Clearly, they switched up the writers from the beginning to the end. There's Travis.
His mom is gonna be so pissed at fucking Nick.
Yup. Give him a blanket. He just came out of a burning-ass building. You think he's cold? He's probably nice and warm. Makes it toasty.
Let him have his moment with his father, please. Dad. Daddy-o.
See you in fuck 10 mom. To 15.
No, fuck what the mom has to say. It's not her choice to decide what her son can and cannot do with his father.
Like, it's one thing if you have a custody agreement, but, like, you don't, honey, so back the fuck off. His next thing is probably be like, Mom, you can marry Travis. You talking to me? Are you talking to me, bitch? You telling me to come home with your mother? Gonna bend her over the kitchen table later when you were bad, buddy.
Oh, Kazam is like, I'm watching you, baby boy. He's out and about now. He's
a djinn. Now he's a djinn. Yeah.
And he can just give him whatever he wants whenever he wants.
Yep. For Elizabeth, Ari, and Jake. Gas. Oh my god. Did you get Aladdin?
Yes.
Will fucking Smith looks so creepy, bro.
I know. Imagine they chose Shaq instead of Will Smith for that genie.
Oh my fucking god. Well, y'all, that was fucking Kazam.
Yeah, that was Kazam. That was a very
interesting
90s
movie. Oh my god, very 90s. Holy shit. It was
incredibly
90s. Everything screamed 90s. I can't.
It was cute, though. It was cute. It had its moments. Shaq's a little goofball.
Dude, I fucking love Shaq. He's so fucking funny. He did better than I thought he was gonna do. Like, I
always heard
that he was, like, so bad. Like really bad at acting.
It wasn't as cringy and creepy as I thought. I mean, there were creepy moments, like him with that fucking smile.
Yo, when he, like, got all up close and personal with the mom, and he's like, like, I'd love to, like, stay for breakfast and shit. Oh, yeah. Like, when he, like, looked down at breakfast, her.
And he, like, slowly smiles and turns at the stove, and he's like, peanut butter and chocolate French toast.
And then gets in her fucking face. Like,
weird.
Oh, my God. Like, what the fuck? Could you imagine looking up in the morning at your little star fucking thing in the and you just see Shaq's body.
And then he freaking goes into the wall like a piece of paper and then just slides down like sus. But all in all, good movie if y'all are in the mood for something kind of quick and easy to watch with like not a lot of...
If you want something that screams 90s, watch it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's... all 90s all the time, baby.
For sure.
Holy shit. Nah, but that wasn't that bad. All right. Overall rating, I must say, I mean, I kind of fucked with it. It's kind of like an 8 for me.
Yeah, I was going to say 8 too.
It's like an 8.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
But then again, it's like, there are some things that
yeah, there are a couple things.
It's the 90s. What can we expect? Dude. I'm sorry, but my favorite part of that entire fucking thing is when he was like, take me away into Shaq's face. Like,
yeah.
He just like puts his arms out and it's just like, he's just floating out. Just floating.
No, it was definitely very 90s where like they build up to it. Like they build up the first part. The climax is when the villain is like
introduced. Yep.
And then it slowly goes down from there. And obviously there's a resolution to it all.
Of course. Oh my
but
god.
I was that was the perfect impressed. Way to put
it. I know. Shaq, I want to watch some more of your movies, buddy. For real. I've seen you in Grown Ups. I've seen you in Kazam.
He was in Grown Ups?
Yeah. He was in Grown Ups too. Yeah, Grown Ups too. He was one of the cops. Was it Grown Ups too? I think it was Grown Ups too. It was one of the grown up movies. Yeah, he played one of the cops. You don't remember like the two cops? I don't remember who the hell the other one was. But there was like a little dude.
I think, Shaq. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about now, yeah.
And then Shaq. The one time he didn't play himself in a fucking movie.
Yes, exactly. You can't even. What is the secret word for today, sir? I picked it last time.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Oh my god. It's Katya Zamolochikova. Sorry, Ekaterina Petrovna Zamolochikova.
Yes.
That's the secret phrase.
Ekaterina Petrovna Zamolochikova.
You know what? Not secret phrase, secret name, okay? It's the secret name. We did a secret name today instead of a secret freaking word.
Because we like to keep it spicy. You guys don't, so you guys never know what to expect from us.
Always. All the spice. Hey, buddy. Look at me. Unagi. A state of total awareness.
Exactly.
Oh my god! Did anyone see the fucking trailer to the Friends reunion? Oh my god, I watched it yesterday, and they were all sitting down at a table. I'm sorry, homie, just give me a minute. I gotta get this out.
I've seen it, though.
Oh my god, when they were all sitting down at the fucking table reading the script, and then fucking Lisa Kudrow did like that, oh my god, my eyes, and she sounded... like, it literally, like, in my head, I went right back to the fucking scene because they showed, like, a little clip also of, like, her, like, screaming, like, of her starting it in the scene. And then it went into her actually, like, sitting down at the table, like, fucking all these years later, fucking doing it. I was like, oh my fucking god, like, yes. You don't sound any fucking different. She did it exactly in, like, the same fucking pitch. And I was like, oh my fucking god, chills, bitch.
I've heard that some fans are worried about Matthew Perry because he was apparently slurring in the fucking...
oh.
In some clips.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, buddy. He's on Struggle Bus.
I'm surprised they brought him back after that shit with that fucking video chat with that girl. And he was like...
oh, I'm not surprised. This has been in the works for so long. And it's like, how do you bring back... how do you do a Friends reunion with only 5 of the friends?
Yeah.
Like, no. You need all 6.
Precisely.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed this fucking...
This episode
with a Shaq. Nice Shaq.
Dude, I wonder if anyone, like, pops on the movie with us and it's like, let me watch.
Dude, yeah. We highly recommend it.
I mean, it'd be kind of like a little hard to follow.
There might be a couple gaps because we get silent sometimes.
Yeah, so like it might be a little hard to follow, but like if you ever do, you know, let us know if you do. Like, just like, hey, this is the movie you guys are watching. Let me fucking do it. Maybe we should reveal the movie. But I like the element of surprise, you know?
No, yeah, you got to keep the element of surprise.
I don't know. You know what? Once you hear us say what movie we're watching in the beginning of the episode, that's when you open up your shit and you're like, boom, put it on. I got you one Winnie. I got the movie in the yellow. Let's go. Dun, 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 dun. Oh my goodness.
But yeah, we don't know what we're watching next week. It's obviously like a thing that we just pick it. We use a genre generator and we pick it every week, but.
Yeah. Oh, don't forget to follow us on the social medias. Instagram is Movies and Doobies Pod. Hopefully to be just Movies and Doobies soon. Twitter is Movies and Doobies. The TikTok now is Movies and Doobies Pod. And our Facebook page is Movies and Groupies, y'all. And that's where you can find us. Or just search up Movies and Doobies on Facebook. You'll find it, regardless. Exactly. But we're there. We're loving it.
And as I like to say, batchika wow wow, nay nay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for stopping by, man.
Oh, yeah, that was dope, man.
Hey, see you dudes next time, man.